God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. BYTV Media, Shay Renee and friends, guys. We are live out of Arkansas. Yes, I'm in my home state. Yep, you know, the week before, I think I was in Mississippi. I think the week before that, I was in Memphis. Well, now we're broadcasting live out of Arkansas. So, yeah, we're kind of moving around. Going to talk to you about, well, you know, it's Turn Up Tuesday. Turning it up on Tuesday. So we've been kind of talking about what we want to talk about and just kind of what's on our minds and, you know, what we're feeling, you know, at that point in time. And so, Sister Serene, how you doing tonight?
Hey, baby. Well, hello, Turn It Up, my guy. It's Sister Serene. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, I am doing glorious. And I am just so thankful for the Lord. He just made it a beautiful day here in Arkansas. They talked about the mosquitoes, but I have yet to experience the mosquitoes, but I hear that they give you something like a Zika.
Yes, you know the Zika gives you little bitty head babies, right?
Well, I can't have no babies now. You know I'm 50, right? I'm going 50 on my second time around, you know, because 70 is the new 50. So I'm back 50. You know, I explained that last time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We got that. You're the 70s, the new 50, and you're back at 50. Yeah, that's right.
That's right, baby. Yes, yes. And so I can't have babies, so I couldn't have a little bitty head baby. If I did get bit by one of them mosquitoes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, yeah, yeah. I understand that. Yeah, no, no. You know, they've got, you know, Zika mosquitoes here in Arkansas, and they've got West Nile mosquitoes in Memphis, so I don't know what's going on with the mosquitoes.
Child, well, you know, I like the outdoors now, but I don't like the bugs, and maybe that's why.
Yeah, you know, I like the outside, too, you know, and I don't like the, you know, bugs, you know, I don't even like flies, really. And so, you know, I'm not particular about the bugs either, but I do love the outside. And so, Coachie, how are you tonight? How are you doing? You look beautiful.
Well, thank you, Shay. I am doing glorious, just like Sister. Yes, and I'm so happy to be here, just like everyone else, and excited to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay, well, I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, too. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been dealing with in my meditation time, and then play some music for you, some songs that I've picked out to play tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about romance. We're going to talk a little bit about meditation. And let's just see where we go from there, ladies. How about that?
Okay, girl, let's go.
All right, I'm game. Let's go.
All right. Well, ladies, I kind of want to start out the topic, you know, because I do try to, you know, do some motivation and stuff with the whole life coaching. You ladies, y'all do the same thing. You know, we're always giving something good, you know, and trying to put something good into the world, you know, because what you sow is what you're going to reap, correct?
Yes, you are, baby. Ain't nothing you can do about that now. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That's right. And so, you know, we always try to put good things out there so we can get good things back. And so within my meditation time, you know, I do different things during my meditation time. This morning I did some yoga during my meditation time. And so I do different things in my meditation time. But for the last couple of times that I've been in my meditation time, I had gotten this little vibe to tap into the Native American, and because they were like the first people on the land. And I've tapped into the Native American. You know, I'm holistic, so I'm always, you know, researching. I research different cultures, people, and everything like that when it comes to health, diet. You know, a lot of countries don't deal with obesity, but we do here in America. So a lot of elements that we deal here in America, a lot of people that live in the Caribbeans and different places outside of America, they don't deal with the type of issues that we deal with right here in America. And so I'm always researching that because, you know, I want to know, you know, an inquiring mind wants to know, and I have a very inquisitive, inquiring mind, very analytical, very detailed, and that's just the way my mind works. And I think it's a great thing because I can break things down, and, you know, and it just made me be who I am today with my advice and the wisdom and all that. And so it just confirmed everything, ladies, okay? I mean, it's sounding good, girl. Go ahead, go ahead. Okay. All right. And so the other day I was sitting, you know, and I'm always trying to find water to meditate around. And the reason why I find water is that I believe in God. I have spiritual connection with God. And, you know, I was raised Christian, but I call myself spiritual now because of, you know, the sometimes, anyway, I call myself spiritual because I think that, you know, with us being a spirit being, I think that to me, it empowers me by saying that I'm a spirit instead of other things that I could say. And so I do that for me. I'm not saying that you have to do it. You do what floats your boat. But as for me and what works for me, I identify myself as spiritual and being connected to the divine. And I do believe in Jesus and him being the Son of God. And I do believe that I am a witness of the power of Jesus, and that's why I say that. And so, but like I said, is that this is what I do to allow me to function the way I need to function and thrive the way I need to thrive. These are some of the things that I do in order to do what I do. And so in my meditation, I get my water. And the reason why is because if you read the Bible, it says that Jesus is the living water, God's living water, and that he is the fountain of the living water. So I go by water. Why? Because I want living. I want life. And he gives life. And so if he's a living water, then I go by water. This is the way my brain thinks. I don't know if it'll work for you, but this is the way my brain thinks, okay? So I go by water and meditate by water because it's a living water to me, and it represents the spirit. So while I'm in my meditation time, I have my music going on. I'm by water. And I allowing God, just like he did with the Indians, to speak to me through nature. And with the Indians and the Native Americans, they believe that God was in everything. And I believe that God is in everything. And the Bible says that God is in everything and that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And that's why we see the trees and the birds and the animals and, you know, us people praising God, because we are all living beings, whether we're a plant, an animal, or whatever. We have breath and we breathe, and, you know, and that we have life, you know. I mean, plants even, they clean the air, so it's something that they're doing too. And so everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And so the Indians believe, and this was even before, you know, the Bible was even written, so it's just amazing how that says that in the Bible, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And the Native Americans believe that there was the divine one was in everything, every animal, everything. There was a, you know, a animal, spirit animal within all of those things. And so that being said, I was in my meditation time, and I go to this place often. This is one of my spots that I go to. And so I'm pretty very, very well familiar with this spot. And it was a blue herring that came that day. And it's amazing how when the blue herring comes, the mind state that you're in and the meditative state that you're in, God will always send something animal-wise to me with a meaning of what he's speaking to me. And so the blue herring came, and I looked up the spirit animal for the blue herring that visited me that day. And this is what the blue herring said. It says, choose. This is what the meaning behind, or the spirit animal behind the blue herring. And it defines me so well. And it's amazing how I'm doing my meditation time and God is using nature to tell me more about myself and confirming that, hey, girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. This is, and I'm sending you a sign to let you know you're wonderfully and uniquely and perfectly made for me. And so this is the sign that he sent me. It was the blue herring. And the spirit animal for that is choosing your own path, guided by your inner wisdom, unrestrained in learning, strikes swifties arise, stands balanced and ready upon the earth. And I was like, wow, that is like so me. How does God speak to you all, ladies, when you're in your meditation time? Because this defined me so, because I don't move quick on anything. And I probably get on people's nerves because I don't move quick, because it's like, I'm sorry, if God hasn't told me to do it, I can't do it, because if I do it and he hasn't told me to do it, then it's not going to be blessed. And I don't want it to not be blessed, because if it's blessed, then it's going to prosper. And if it's not blessed, then it may run its course, but it ain't going to prosper. And so, you know, and I'm not looking for something quick. I'm looking for generational wealth. That's just the way that I was raised, and that's just how God has made me. And, you know, and I had relatives that left things to us. You know, we didn't have bills, you know, which I guess, you know, you have bills to keep up what they leave you, taxes-wise and stuff like that. But we had property, and it was a will made. We got, you know, heirs got stuff, and, you know, and stuff left to us. And so it was set up for generations, and it's still in, you know, these things are still in the family now, generations later, after my grandparents and ancestors passed on. This stuff has continued to be a blessing and continued to be a part of my family's heritage. And so that's why I don't move unless I hear from God. Now, ladies, how does God speak to you, Sister Esther?
Well, the Lord speaks to me in several ways, child. I mean, he may just put it in my ear, just like, you know, you whisper in your ear. I mean, that's how he sometimes, I just hear it. Sometimes he gives me a scripture. And sometimes I just can sense it, you know.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. How about you, Coochie?
Well, the Lord speaks to me in several ways. And he's a very funny character to me. And he speaks to me. He speaks to me through my husband. Sometimes me and my husband can have conversations. And my husband can say something, and I'll be like, oh, that is the Lord speaking to you to me. So he speaks to me in several ways. But I am definitely going to go outside more and go into nature and let the Lord speak to me and see how that works. I'm very interested in that side of that spiritual side. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to tell you this, too. I got visited the other day, and I was at the river, of course, and I got visited by a red-winged blackbird. And I got to tell you about the meaning of this, because the thing about it is that when God visits me, is so on point, you know. I mean, you know, he knows everything, and he knows us. I mean, you know, he knows art before we even think on him. He knows what we're going to do before we even do them. You know, he knows everything. He even knows the hairs on our head. And so he knows everything about us. So really, you know, there's nothing we're really doing that he doesn't know about, you know. And so when people come up and, you know, and they're trying to tell me stuff, you know, like, well, you shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, well, the Lord already knew. You know, and he'll tell me, and I'll get it right with him, you know, because he is a father, and all fathers, they are there, you know. Well, my father in heaven, you know, and the fathers that I've had in my life, you know, if I needed a father, they're going to give me fatherly advice. And so whenever I need my father, I go to my father, and he gives me fatherly advice. And so the other day, he gave me some fatherly advice, and I was talking to him, sitting up there doing my meditation, and he brought me the red-winged blackbird. Now, it's so many meanings, and I'm just sharing just a little bit, and we can, you know, go into more depth, too, concerning the spirit animals and that are, you know, within the spirit animals within that are within the different animals and stuff, because I have been visited, let me see this though. I have been visited every day by the same butterfly, and literally, he gets on my hand, we talk, and he flies off. He comes and visits me every single day. Same butterfly. He flies up to me. He'll get on my hand and everything. I'll talk to him. Beautiful. And so
that's how I've bonded with nature, and it's amazing because I haven't never had a butterfly to fly up to me and land on my hand, and we're like buddies, you know, so it's an amazing thing. But anyway, the red-winged blackbird visited me yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Yeah, I believe it was yesterday. And this is what the red-winged blackbird means, or some of it. Now, you have to go into depth. There's so much depth to this. So I'm just kind of surfacing it because we are doing short shows. But some of the little bit of it that I'm going to share with is creativity, detail, foundation, omens, healing, singing, psychic ability, transition, enchantment, gateway, inner call. That was so profound to me because of what God has been doing in my life. I know that I'm in a transition. I know that the inner call that he's placed in me is calling. I know the inner call has to do with creativity. I know I am detailed. I'm so detailed. I can't help but to be detailed. Like, I can have it a wreck, but I'm so detailed to where if it's in a wreck, I know exactly how it's laid out in that wreck. To where if you mess with it, I know you done mess with it because my wreck is not like it's supposed to be. So I'm very, very detailed. I'm about foundation because without a solid foundation, you are going to fall. You are going to crumble. If the winds blow hard, you will fall. You will crumble without a solid foundation. So, yes, I have always kept my foundation strong. Why? Because that is the foundation of everything. And if you don't have a firm foundation, baby, you ain't got nothing. You are standing on shaky ground. And I'm sorry, I like stability. And so I am about foundation. You know, my foundation got me here today. My foundation got me up out of a wheelchair. My foundation helped me raise 2 male children. My foundation, man, keeps me getting up every day, going at it. Even if I get depressing or disappointing, unhappy news, I'm still getting up and going because of the foundation. The foundation says that I will prosper, and I will have success, and I will be great in this earth and as I spend my time here on this earth. So because I have that foundation, it makes me who I am, and that's why I don't give up, and that's why I don't quit, because my foundation won't let me quit. And in the healing side of it, the healing, man, have I been through some things and needed some healing. Ooh, child, what you said? Oh, so you don't got a little help, what you saying, huh? Well, you know, I mean, you know, it just comes. Okay. But you know, the healing, the singing. I sing all the time, man. The psychic ability. I am realizing that I have a psychic ability, man. I can discern when stuff is dangerous. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it even really even works. I don't even know. I used to call it a feeling. I'd be like, oh, I got a feeling. Oh, I'm not feeling the vibe. You know, something about the vibe. I didn't know it was a psychic ability, noticing and picking up on different things. And so God lets you know. He sent me the red-winged blackbird to let me know, girl, you got some psychic ability going on here. And he talks about transition, and I know I'm in a transition. I know that I am a transition from the past into the future, the transition that I'm in. And God has shown me I'm transitioning from the past to the future. And enchantment, it has been enchanting. It has been some enchanting things going on in my life. And God is just telling me that, you know what, it's going to be some enchantment because what I'm about to do in your life is going to totally amaze you and blow you away, and it's going to be enchanting. And the gateway, Lord, I thank you. The gateway, the red-winged blackbird, let me know. Girl, you at the gate. You're at the gateway. You are on your way. You are at the gateway. You right where you need to be, baby. You right where you need to be. Your inner call. Your inner call is getting you where you need to be, and that's going to be the gateway. That's the gateway. That's the gateway. And so God was speaking to me on that. And so anyway, I was sitting up here, and I didn't mean to preach tonight, guys, but, you know, when I'm talking about what God has done and what he's saying to you. You know, the Bible says that the word is spirit and it's truth and in truth and it's alive. It will make you alive. It'll bring life into you. And that's what this does. That's what my meditation does. It brings life into me. It makes me feel alive. And that's what I love about my meditation time and God speaking to me, because I feel alive. And I get by the living water so that I can feel alive. And I have taken up all the time on meditation. I haven't even let the ladies really speak tonight, but I know that they understand the zone that I was in and, you know, and what I'm going through, because they've been with me this whole time. They're part of me. I just put that out there. They're a part of me, you know. And so tonight, I guess we'll talk about romance next week, but I guess I did some life coaching and some teaching tonight. So it's Tuesday motivation. Make sure that you get outside, get around some water, some living water, because there's life there. And, hey, we're in the land of the living, so we should be living. We should be full of life. And with nothing else, I have brought you the verdict. This has been BYTV Media, Shay Renee and Friends. Guys, I am going to go out with Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Good News, because you know what? It was all about motivation, and it was all about being connected to the spirit, to the divine one, and being a spirit being. And people, gosh, if we realize how powerful we are as people, man, the things we could do and accomplish. Woo, amazing. Anyway, make sure you laugh more, you love more. And if nobody's told you that they love you, hey, we're telling you that we love you. We love you even though she didn't let us talk to her tonight. But that's okay, baby. You're doing so fine. All right, so I'm glad you understand. I don't know what the show would be without you. Oh, well, thank you, baby. I'm glad I could do my part. Well, you know you do your part. You know I love it. I love it. You throw me off, but I love that you throw me off because you make the show good. Well, thank you, baby. Oh, you just made me feel just so good by saying that. I don't know. I think I'm even blushing. You blushing. Oh, good, good, good. I felt like I was blushing. Yeah, you blushing. Okay, Coochie. Yes, darlings, we love you as always. Much love. Okay, all right. And hey, guys, motivate somebody, okay? It's enough misery out there in the world, okay? Don't join in, because misery wants some company, baby. Motivate somebody. Then misery ain't even going to want to be around you. I'm telling you, I'm a witness, all right? If you are happy and you don't let misery rub you, honey, guess what? Misery runs away. It sure does, because misery don't want to be happy. Misery don't want to love. Misery don't want nothing. So guess what? If you do the opposite of misery, misery won't even come knocking at your door. Believe me, honey, my phone has stopped ringing because misery has no. Misery knows. It can't even come here. You've got to be full of joy. You've got to be full of life to even deal with me. If you're miserable, I'm sorry, boo. Nothing personal, but I'm happy. And I'm going to stick with happy because I don't want to be miserable. And, hey, emotions are contagious, and it's a differential association. Yeah, that means that if you hang around with miserable people long enough, you're going to take on miserable characteristics. We don't want that. All right, so make sure you motivate somebody. Until next Tuesday, this is Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Good news, because I just brought you some good news on BYTV Media. Love ya.
We come this far by faith. Pick up your patience. You be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that leads you joy. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know. folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer and service won't hurt, y'all. Even if you don't believe in a preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
Voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that